This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group flagship Tampa station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, including across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, and our hospital, our ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working tonight, Thanksgiving. Thank you for all that you're doing out there to keep America rolling along. Excuse me. Follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now, the Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge.
I am ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the big news yesterday, the president pardoned retired Lieutenant General Mike Flynn.
Yes, and you know, Captain, that is really some big news. It's been a long time coming for Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. I'll just say, of course, as we've been following this, it has just been such a travesty to see what's happened to him and his life. It's ruined him financially, all these different things. But what this does, of course, Captain, is it stops the so-called Russia probe and all these things and rights a great wrong that was done to him.
Well, we were given a little bit of a hint yesterday with Colonel Jim. Not much, but something was coming. And I think the code word for Kraken from Sidney Powell was General Powell.
General Flynn? Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Or Flynn, General Powell. Listen to me. General Flynn, yes. Now, there's something that Axios put out that Newsmax picked up on. It's a story about the possibility, and there have been military assets moved into the Middle East. A flight of B-52s went into the area, which is kind of unusual. But there's a report that's emerged that President Trump may, in fact, strike Iran's nuclear development facilities because of the news with all of the centrifuges and things that they had produced, more than enough to make several bombs.
Yes, very much so. So what the president is weighing, of course, is the, you know, the efficacy of such a strike. They don't take these kinds of things on very lightly at all. But the president has made promises time and again, Captain, that Iran will not get a nuclear weapon on his watch. And so obviously if the intelligence is there, if they are making this kind of progress, we know precisely what Iran was up to before. This is why the president pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal in the first place. So there could be something in the offing here. And, yes, the reports are that the IDF forces have been told in recent weeks that there might be the possibility that President Trump will order a strike against Iran.
Now, a couple of things happened yesterday in the process of recounting votes and whatnot. First of all, the attorney, one of the attorneys to the president, Lynn Wood, said that the court must stop certifying the Georgia elections. And they may. That may happen. But they did step in and stop the Pennsylvania election from being certified.
Oh, yes. And, of course, the Pennsylvania officials saying, well, this is a, you know, overreach and this kind of thing. Well, no, wait a minute. You know, if you don't, if you can't match up, for example, the number of absentee ballots that were requested and sent out to the number that came in, which is my understanding is just an awful lot more, hundreds of thousands more, that something is obviously rotten in Denmark. And so, so the court did say, as it goes for any more of the certification process, they have to stop that for now until the evidentiary hearing is concluded and it's, and the evidence is examined. So really, this is really something special, I think, Captain, in terms of this is could be beginning for the president here.
Well, the thing of it is they counted the votes that didn't have envelopes attached to them, the absentee ballots.
Right, they couldn't be verified.
And they couldn't be verified. And you are not supposed to do that. Those votes should be thrown out. Any other day, any other time, any other way, they would be tossed out.
Well, exactly right. And
by the way, it's thousands of them.
Oh, yeah, many, many thousands. Now, the last report I saw was that Biden would have had a gain over Trump in Pennsylvania of about 82,000 votes in that neighborhood. So, honestly, they throw out that many ballots, it's a whole different story.
Well, in Georgia, it's 12,000 and change.
Exactly. And so if you can show that these ballots are, in fact, invalid, and from what we can tell, what we've heard from Sidney Powell and other sources, that may be a threshold that they can certainly get over and be able to demonstrate to the American people why they were able to get over that hurdle. In other words, it won't be some kind of apocryphal, well, this is a political decision. No, again, the math matters, and this is exactly what we're looking at.
And this also happened, by the way, in Nevada, in Minnesota, in Michigan, and they tried to do it in Florida, but it did not work because Florida was the shining example for everybody. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll across on this Turkey Day and a big gobble-gobble to everybody out there. I know a lot of people right now are probably in their kitchens getting things ready to go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, remember, Relief Factor is an all-natural product that I've been taking for going on about 5 years right now. And the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, works for me because it helps to stop the inflammation that I have in my left ankle and my left leg. And it also helps to lower and eliminate pain associated with that, and it goes right straight to the source. Now, the other good part about it is it's 100% drug-free. It also supports healthy living and joints and muscles and the healing process. And all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the three-week quick start. It only costs $19.95. All right. Back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle, who put people in cages?
Well, that would be none other than the Obama administration, although Barack Obama talked about how President Trump put kids in cages just in the last 24 hours or so.
Not true. So how do we straighten this out?
Well, just like we're doing right now. Well, this is part of Obama's overall sort of, you know, trying to talk about the Latino or Hispanic community, why Trump enjoyed a lot of support from the Hispanic community.
Right.
But somehow that they were looking past the racist things and, you know, it's just a lot of nonsense. And you know what it tells me, Captain? For some reason, Biden, Obama, the others, they're all still somehow campaigning against Donald Trump. I thought they won the election, and why would they campaign against him anymore?
Well, I don't know, but,
yeah.
But here's the deal. Obama was not the great saint that he tries to make himself out to be.
No, he wasn't. In fact, those cages, especially those pictures that came out of the border facilities, they weren't put there by Donald Trump. They were put there by the previous administration. But they, but the context that was given was that somehow this was a Trump thing. And of course, they're happy to run with these just bold-faced lies.
Well, that's why it's up to us to make sure that they get this straightened around. By the way, what's going on in California with the curfew and all that?
Well, actually a lot. You've got, of course, in L.A. County and Los Angeles in particular, they have banned all eating outside. They're having a lot more, at least they want to go for a lot more enforcement. I know the city of Pasadena said they'll be out looking in parks and so forth and seeing if anybody's congregating. If they'll be asked to dissipate, but if they don't, then they'll get fines and so forth. And it's becoming a lot more intrusive, I think. Here in California, the curfew is there, but a lot of sheriff's departments and police departments have simply said, we're not going to enforce that. So you still have people out there after 10 o'clock at night, but I think a lot of the establishments may close down, but those that don't, I don't think they're going to enforce it.
Now, who says follow the science all the time?
Well, that would be Dr. Fauci and, of course, Joe Biden as well, the Democrats, yeah.
Well, the science that they've done on outdoor eating doesn't show that it increases the risk of coronavirus. As a matter of fact, it shows, if anything, it reduces it because where's the largest increase of coronavirus? Inside the state of California. What buildings are they? Government buildings.
Government buildings. Wow.
Government buildings.
Well, but again, if you're eating outside on the patio, we're being told, well, if you're having Thanksgiving, you know, open a window. So I guess if opening a window is really that helpful, it seems to me eating outside would probably be even more helpful if you're sitting on a patio at a restaurant so you can have your dinner or see other people. I mean, this we're just not designed, Captain, to have this much separateness in our daily lives. We're just not. And that's why psychologically this has been a very, very tough road. And, hopefully we're going to see some of this turn around with the vaccine. But you've got people right now that have a lot of power and believe that through their emergency powers, they can just institute things that people just have to do. Or how about this? Getting your neighbors to snitch on you if you have people over for Thanksgiving. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Okay. I have a statement made here by Mac, and Mac is in Houston. And he's saying, Captain, if Joe Biden is worried that Americans won't stand for the election results not being honored, the vote, will they not stand also for fraud occurring across the country?
You know, you're right. I saw this article, and that's the statement he made earlier. I'm so glad that Mac brought it up because, I can't imagine. I guess was this, I think, during the Thanksgiving address?
I think so.
From Biden. Exactly. They're trying to, again.
By the way, they interrupted the hearings with Rudy Giuliani and the senators asking questions back and forth so they could put Biden on the air. I almost choked. I went over to C-SPAN to watch the rest of it.
Well, that's right. If Biden's trying to shore up this notion that, again, I mean, even in the face of abject fraud, the American people are certainly not going to say, nope, well, we've already had the elections, already done, you know, don't confuse me with the facts, because he knows the opposite, Captain. He knows that when the American people see exactly what the Kraken can show, given what could be coming down the pike here, the American people will say, no, wait a minute, we want to know the truth. They're not looking to say, you know, forget about everything because November 3rd was 3 weeks ago. It just doesn't work that way.
Are you ready for a squad member to be in the Biden cabinet?
No.
Because the progressive groups are hounding Joe Biden, demanding that a squad member be put in the cabinet. Demanding.
Well, you know, I'm so glad that you mentioned this, Captain, because there is something going on here. I think Bernie Sanders, the squad, Elizabeth Warren. I mean, I can hear Bernie Sanders now saying, how do we possibly support this guy? And then he turns this on us, you know, I'm sure.
I got the perfect job for Elizabeth Sanders. Or Warren, rather, Elizabeth Warren.
What's that?
Director of Indian Affairs.
Yeah, right. Well,
better go over there with their one little feather and wave it in front of them and get laughed.
Right. Well, I'll tell you this much. The Biden is not really, I think, paying them back as yet, evidently, and I think that's going to cause a lot of bad blood. And it's a situation that because even the Democrat Party elite know that the squad is bad news, and so they don't want to put him in the cabinet just yet because of all the issues. Because no matter what, even if and I'll tell you this too, my opinion is that even if Biden were to try to say, okay, I'm bringing some people in the cabinet here and so forth, they would still be working against the so-called moderate Democrats. They'd still be primarying the Democrats.
Yeah.
They're on a real mission. It doesn't matter if they think Biden likes them or not. They're still going to do what they're going
to
do.
Now, let's bring a little rubber to the road here, because Joe Biden says that he's going to fast-track a pathway to citizenship for 11 million undocumented people in his first 100 days. Really? I think that 11 million is more like 20, 25, maybe even 30 million.
Maybe even 30 million. And, you know, we were just talking about the Hispanic community. I think there's a lot of people within the Hispanic community who are not interested in somebody else who didn't follow the rules suddenly getting everything basically handed to them. I know it's a process, it would take time, this kind of thing. But for people who came to this country, if they in fact immigrated, or their parents might have immigrated, but they did it legally, they did it by following the rules, they've worked very hard, they're enjoying the benefits of being an American citizen, I don't know that that's going to play well for support for Biden.
Okay, now I'm reading a statement that just came across here about the COVID-19 viruses. Dr. McCary, who I think is on Fox, is that right?
I believe so, yeah.
He says the vaccines, all three of them, appear to be 100% effective in preventing COVID-19-related deaths.
Wow. Well, that's huge. Yeah, that's huge. And isn't it something, Captain, that all this information is coming out really just after the election? Who knows if it would have come out just a little bit before, and you figure a lot of the companies might have known that, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, we talked about this, and I think that they might have sat on this.
Yeah. Well, again, yeah, it would be interesting to get some kind of inside information on that, but nevertheless, if we're gonna see a lot of people now be protected from this, I mean, ultimately that is a good thing. But unfortunately, this whole virus issue has been wrapped up in politics so much. It's terrible.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, as we have a lot more to go here with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And Kathy is going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. A Pennsylvania judge has issued an injunction to stop any further certification of election results in the state. The order set a hearing for Friday in a suit from several Pennsylvania voters challenging the constitutionality of Pennsylvania's no-excuse absentee voting. State elections officials filed an appeal with the Pennsylvania Supreme Court shortly after the injunction was issued. President Trump's campaign is also continuing their challenges of the vote in the state at a gathering of Republican state lawmakers in Gettysburg Wednesday. Trump campaign lawyer Jenna Ellis told the group that there are a few options for resolutions from their challenges.
You could call for a special election. Still, you can direct the manner of your electors. You have a variety of constitutional options, but one option should not be to ignore it and to certify a corrupted, irredeemably compromised election.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and if you want to save some money on your car insurance, go on over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. It's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and check them out. They can save you a bunch of money like they have me. I've been with them for going on 15 years. Now, we've got some breaking news. So I'm going to get right over here to Kyle. Okay, Kyle, what's going on with Sidney Powell?
Well, Captain, just literally before we came back on the air, we got a message about Sidney Powell. It links to a tweet from her, at Sidney Powell 1, and she's tweeting, the Kraken, hashtag Kraken, was just released on Georgia,
uh-huh.
Complaint being uploaded to defendingtherepublic.org. So we're taking a look at what was uploaded there. And this is a complaint, a United States District Court, Northern District of Georgia, Atlanta Division. And just skimming it here, just very, very quickly, she says, as a civil action, the plaintiff's burden of proof is a preponderance of evidence to show that, as the Georgia, okay, we're just trying to skim through this here, but basically talks about the insidious, egregious, systematic adaptation of old-fashioned ballot stuffing was now amplified and rendered virtually invisible by computer software, created and run by domestic and foreign actors for that very purpose. Mathematical and statistical anomalies rising to the level of impossibilities, as shown by affidavits of multiple witnesses, documentation, and expert testimony, evince this scheme across the state of Georgia. And so it goes on from there. We're going to be reading through this and seeing if there are any other of the whatever big issues might be brought out in these filings. But evidently, Sidney Powell tweeting that out just a little while ago. So very, very interesting. So we're double-checking all this right now.
Does she have a vote number on there? Number of votes she's contesting?
I haven't come across that yet, but...
Because the plurality was less than 13,000, it was around 12,500. And if she says we have come up with, like, let's say 50,000, 60,000, 90,000, there's got to be a number there somewhere. That's the way it works.
Yes, yeah, so we'll be looking through this here as we're going through the program.
And if that changes the result in Georgia, then that takes the votes away, the certified votes away from Joe Biden. But again, remember what I just told you about Biden and of what Mac just pointed out in Houston with the last series of questions here about 15 minutes ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is this going to upset enough people to where they're going to be their vote's not going to count because of the monkeying around that happened in their state? Well, they need to take that out on the Secretary of State who runs the election in the state of Georgia, I might add, and all their little supervisors of elections that follow the rules.
Well, exactly right.
Which were changed, I might add, in Georgia.
That's right. That's right. So again, yeah, I'm finding her tweet here again, and we're seeing what she has uploaded. So as we said, we'll be looking through this here as we go through the program and see if we can find any other key elements right now. A lot of times these filings, they're verbose. They have many, many pages. But obviously, she said she was going to be unleashing something that was biblical in proportion. So it's going to be, it's pretty dense, and we're going
to
find.
Well, the biblical to me would have been Flynn.
That, of course, yes. Yes.
And I don't know about this, because we were all expecting this. We weren't expecting Flynn.
That's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But so again, the whole thing, you know, can start unraveling, and again, it's still a long shot. I think we ought to be really clear about that, because wheels are in motion, basically. But here's the thing: it takes time. It's been 3 weeks now since November the 3rd, and it's one thing to go in and find, okay, I've got these witnesses; they're telling the lawyers this and that, and it's all very scary. But to put it into words and then get it into a court and get it, you know, before judges is a whole different matter.
You are probably going to hear from John Kerry over the weekend, or maybe the Secretary of State picked by Biden, Mr. Blinken, or maybe by Biden himself, that, well, it's a gesture of good faith. Iran just freed an academic that had been held since 2018 in a prisoner exchange in Iran.
Yeah, I'm sure that they will frame it as such.
Yep.
But the real truth on Iran, Captain, as you know, and I think so many of our listeners do, is that Iran is a bad actor. The regime there, they are moving towards having these weapons of this kind of the ultimate weapon of mass destruction. They are hell bent on this. It destabilizes the region. It destabilizes the wonderful progress that we see being made first time in a quarter century, and they are just salivating at the idea that they're going to get back to the Obama years with Biden just sort of doing the same thing. You know, and one wonders, why in the world would the Democrat administrations want to coddle Iran such as they have? $150 billion in unmarked bills in the middle of the night. That kind of coddling just isn't right. President Trump, I think, had the right approach to this because he was, again, you know, using the Reagan idea of peace through strength.
All right, I've got a message here from Luis in Denver, and I believe he's Latino because he's going, hola, Capitano. He's saying, what's going on in Pennsylvania? Did they actually stop counting votes because of the mail-in ballots that have come into question? Well, the answer to that is yes. What do you know about that, Kyle?
Well, we know that the judge stepped in to stop the certification of the election based on these irregularities and for to be heard in an evidentiary.
All right, let me stop you for a second. The big thing was Judge Alito, Supreme Court Justice Alito, said that they had to segregate those votes and put them over somewhere separately, correct?
That's true. This was back during the election time.
Guess
back
what they weren't doing.
Oh, they weren't segregating them.
No.
Yeah.
So they violated the judge's order. Now, the judge is well within his right, as well as the court, whenever they convene the Supreme Court, and they might, to throw every one of those mail-in ballots out that came in that they can't prove what time they came in because they weren't supposed to accept any ballots after 8 o'clock election night.
Well, that's right. So the analogy might be if you have $100 in $1 bills and you combine it with a bunch of other money that you know is counterfeit, but you can't, you know, trace it back, basically. Well, you've got some are good and some are bad. You know, I guess and that's a bad mistake that they made. But of course, the initial judge,
yeah,
who was saying they don't want to throw out all the ballots, but it's on the burden is on the election officials to be able to show they've got proper paper trails on this stuff.
All right, and hold on a minute. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, Captain Jim from Tampa.
Yes, sir.
Question. I believe the way that this will play out, if it does play out in our favor, is all they're trying to do is make it so that enough states cannot confirm their votes. And that way, if both candidates are below 270 electoral votes, it will then go to the House.
That's one way, but did you hear what I told you? Did you hear what I said yesterday about all this?
No. Well, but wait, if it goes to the House, though, just like in the election in 1800, interesting, 200 years ago, every state gets a vote.
One vote.
So
based on a majority that runs the state.
Right, and we have the majority of Republicans in the state,
so we
would win that. So all we have to do is prove that enough states are corrupt that there's no 270 on each side, and Donald Trump would be the next president, provided people have the backbone to do
that. But here's what they're trying to do right now, Jim, and I talked about it last night, and I'm going to mention it again. The magic number is 47. 47. They're trying to remove 47 electoral votes from the states of Arizona, Michigan, and Pennsylvania from Joe Biden. If they do that, he's down to 259. If they add it to President Trump, he's at 279, winner Trump.
Well, I would like to think that we could add to Trump, but I do think it would have to go to the Supreme Court. And then once again, we have to depend upon the backbone of people. And we have seen through the Republican Party that a lot of people don't have the intestinal fortitude.
Okay, but now let me stop.
These are times that try men's souls.
Let me stop you again and tell you why they're doing this. Because in these three states, they would put it into the state legislature, all Republican legislatures, and they would definitely support that move.
I would like to think that.
Yeah, well, that's the thinking. We talked about that most of the night last night, along with election reform. We had a lot of conversation last night about election reform.
I'm sorry, I was in and out.
Okay.
But I do.
Well, now you know. Now you know.
you two are leaders. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. And we did have a lot of comments last night about all that, Kyle.
Oh, that's right. That's right. They were coming in literally from all over the land.
Yeah.
And, this is an important thing, and we're doing our best to get that info out there.
All right. Well, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks are coming back with our Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And, yeah, there's some weather out there. Not a lot, but just enough to make life miserable if you're traveling cross country. We'll let the truckers know where the problems are coming up over the weekend, Thanksgiving weekend and Thanksgiving Day. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. We appreciate you very much up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a little ways from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Okay, this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and it's brought to you by the local pilot or Flying J nearest you. Remember, when you see their big old billboard sign up there, pull on in there, find out what they're all about, and tell them the captain sent you. You were listening to me talk about them on the Captain's America Third Watch, and you will get a free cup of coffee on the Third Watch. Now, if you're smart, you'll join the Drivers Club, because you'll get points for the diesel fuel you buy at the pumps, for the food you get in the restaurant, and for anything you buy in the travel store. And if you're an RVer, they've also got an RV club. That's Flying J and Pilot
travel centers. All right, here we go. That's a little ZZ Top back in the day with that old famous car they had there, that hot rod all souped up. And, of course, those bring back some memories. And, Kyle, I'm going to bring you in here. What'd you think? By the way, ZZ Top, a group out of Texas.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, ZZ Top. And I'll tell you, they especially back in the day, they just made hit after hit. And, you know, it was interesting, you know, as the band, they evolved into the 80s, and they were able to really dominate, and they kept a lot of their signature sound and everything, and they had a lot of integrity, and they still do, and they're still out there doing what they do.
Yeah, and they're still around, and by the way, they do a lot of work with Leonard Skinner. I've seen them in concert together. They do pretty good. All right, well, let's read this one here. A western storm system will produce gusty winds and critical fire weather threats in Southern California and the Colorado River Valley, and areas of rain with mountain snow. Now, showers, including a wintry mix in the Northeast today. Again, we talked about what was going to happen. New England, you're going to see it. So it's coming. Thunderstorms in the deep south and gusty winds will move through the eastern part of the U.S. for the next couple of days. Some thunderstorms may be strong in the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley. Now, we do have weather to talk about tonight and quite a bit of it out west. So what's going on out there?
Well, thank you, Captain. We'll start in Big Sky Country tonight. We have a high wind watch. This is going to be in the northern part of Montana. This is going to be northwest of Great Falls and north of Missoula right now. We've got some pretty cold temperatures up there. Missoula, 34 right now, should be maybe 38 tomorrow and in the daytime. Great Falls at 25 degrees clocking in right now, and Butte, Montana at 18 degrees, partly cloudy there right now. Over in Washington State, we have an air stagnation advisory. This is in the Yakima region. This is near I-82 and I-90. And as we go down south into Oregon, another air stagnation advisory. That means the air is not mixing very well. This is going to be south of Eugene as you come down I-5. Now, we do have a lake wind advisory in the Reno-Carson City area, so if you're coming across I-80 or maybe 395, you're going to encounter that. We've got a wind advisory up in the Yosemite National Park area, and a freeze warning. This goes down through the Central Valley and even extends over to places like Mariposa and Oakhurst, and the freeze warning coming down California 99 and the 5 freeway in the Central Valley tonight. But as you said, Captain, we've got a fire weather warning down here in Southern California. We're having high winds develop out in the California deserts, the Death Valley area, also in the San Bernardino Desert, desert area, and that's going to spill very high winds, especially from what I've heard in the Los Angeles, Ventura area. We're waiting to see how much they might materialize in Orange County. Another fire weather warning just south of Las Vegas, Nevada, and a wind advisory north of Las Vegas, Nevada. And let's see down here in a pocket of Arizona, another air quality alert. This is as you come across I-8 through the Sonoran Desert area as you're heading towards Yuma. Be careful out there on the road. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody trucking across the highways tonight.
Yep, and up there in the southeastern corner of Minnesota, you got some winds. The winds continue across the central part of Wisconsin tonight over towards Green Bay. And if you're traveling up and down the west side and central part of Michigan tonight, you've got some heavy, dense fog. If you're coming out of Chicago going east, you'll run into it when you get to the Michigan-Indiana line on and off, and then you'll run into a lot of it all the way over into the central part of Michigan tonight. That fog is spreading, so we may be talking about more of it later. Coming out of New Orleans down to Louisiana tonight, we've got heavy fog down there on 55. Up to the Mississippi line, and just north of I-10 where it splits with the junction of I-12. So there might be a little bit of fog right there around the junction, but not very much. It's going to be predominantly going up 55 north towards Mississippi. Now, we do have in the down below in southern Florida, let's see here, down in the Keys, we've got a gale warning up down there tonight, so it could be really breezy down along through there. Gale warnings usually are 40-mile-an-hour winds. And up in the northeast, as I said, a little bit of snow starting up off Lake Ontario, Watertown area, Pulaski area, but it is definitely going to be snowing in Vermont, New Hampshire, the western part of Maine, possibly the Berkshires a little bit later. Wind is coming in, cold wind. There's already snow, as I said, in New Hampshire and Maine as we speak. And then you've got some offshore gale force winds from about Bangor all the way to Nova Scotia tonight. So be advised of that, and that's going to make things a little rough along the coastline there. Now, that being said, Thanksgiving on the road is really tough for a driver. You got to figure out where it is you're going to stop, and are there any places that are offering drivers a free Thanksgiving meal on Thanksgiving? And there are. And one of them happens to be the Flying J with their restaurants. Now, not the Pilot, but the Flying J. So if you can find a Flying J, get in there to one of their full-service restaurants. You'll get yourself a free, these are on-duty drivers now we're talking about. You'll get yourself a free turkey dinner. Also, Truck Stops of America and also Petro are doing the same out there. Do you know of anything in California?
No, not off the top of my head, Captain, but as you said, if they can find a Flying J, and they check their website, you'll see wherever you are in the U.S. where you can find a Flying J. And, you know, I was just thinking, Captain, you know, back in the days of WKRP, we learned that, of course, turkeys cannot fly from the famous episode. But here's the thing. How did the turkey get to the grocery store for our Thanksgiving dinner? Well, it was brought there by one of our great truckers, and so that's one of the things I'm thankful for. They bring all the food to the store for us. It's so easy to go get.
Yeah, and again, you drivers that are out there, most of you know where the places are. You've been stopping by your regular stops, your truck stops, so you know who's offering discounts on meals or free meals today, and take advantage of it. I mean, this is your day to do that, especially the on-duty drivers. You just don't go to the truck stop and say, "Well, here I am," and bring your family. Doesn't work that way, but that is what it is. All right, hold that thought. We're coming back, hour number two. Still got plenty of stuff to talk about here, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.